Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we taught that our love for God is shown by how we treat Him after receiving Him. Let's continue with that thought today. Foundation for the Bible stands. The question is not about God's love for us. It really revolves around our love for Him. Oh, my friend. Love has action, but love also has decision. And love also has a dwelling. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. Notice these verses. In John 14:23, he says, if a man love me, he will keep my word. That is, he'll obey and he'll live by it. In John 15, verses 13 and 14, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends, if you do whatsoever I command you. Now notice, this is 24 hours before the cross. Jesus knew what he was going to do. He's going to lay down his life. And he's saying, I'm laying my life down for you. I love you. Nobody loves you more than I love you. Now you do what I command you. Your love is shown for him in how you treat him after receiving him. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You know, the Bible does have many imperative commands. An imperative command, a present imperative command, means start doing this, keep doing it till I come or you're taken home. A negative imperative command means stop doing this and don't ever let it happen again. But when he says not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as a matter of fact, Hebrews 10:24 says that we're to provoke one another into love and good works. You know, provoke, sometimes we look at the word provoke as a bad thing. But provoke means simply to strongly urge. It's a strongly urge to love and good works, and then he gives a good work. Not forsaking. The idea of the word forsaking there means there, not there, there, not there, there, not there. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the matter of some is. Okay. The some is are the people who fell in that, and they are what you call carnal Christians, not good Christians at all. As a matter of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. How many people said, boy, I believe Jesus is coming soon and yet won't be in church? How could they believe that he's coming soon, know they'll be called into an account, and not be in his house like he's commanded? Acts 1:8, but ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. How can we believe that he's coming again and we won't witness? So my friend, being faithful to God's house, being a witness, being a good husband, being a good wife, being a good church member, the Lord's, all the commands he has about all of that is for our good, and it ends in eternal reward if you'll obey and do those things, and do them with the right spirit and heart. Now, I have said this over the years, but I believe it's very true. You can be saved, not a Christian. You say, what do you mean by that? Well, the word Christian means Christ-like, so you can be saved, but not very Christ-like. Now, again, James 4, verse 4, friendship of the world is enmity with God. You make excuses for yourself. Try to say why certain commands don't apply in your case. But you're only fooling yourself. and ruining what could be a joy-filled relationship with Jesus Christ, regardless of life's circumstances. Oh, don't depart from His holiness. Live as you ought to live. You see, the goal is to dwell in His love. Now, do you get that? We are to dwell in His love. Not just in His presence, but in His love. We are commanded to love the Lord our God. That's a good command. God commands us to love our wives. Now, I love my wife. I don't look at that as a ball and chain, a shackle, that I am to love my wife. I enjoy loving my best friend. That is my best friend this side of heaven. I love the fact that she is my wife. I love that she and I have been together almost 50 years now as husband and wife. Now, my worship for God, nor my love, can be fleshly, born in what satisfies me. Rather, what is for the joy of the object of my love? Speaking in gibberish? Using His name to justify satisfying my flesh with rock and roll, dancing and strobe lights, ballet or whatever, in His house? Stirring the lust of others, and then me calling it worship? God calls that blasphemy. Yet, beer and Bible churches, people call that good. Movie house support, and calling it justified. Circus atmosphere churches, and calling it pleasing. My friend, that is turning God's grace into lasciviousness. That is not love. That is the desire of your own flesh to fulfill what it wants. It wants religion, but it doesn't want a holy Jesus. It wants another Jesus. So we've seen love's decision and love's dwelling, and we see love's delight. You see, when He is head, there's delight in the relationship that you have with Him. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him, is our text here in 1 John 4:16 pointed out. Delight is God dwelling in us. So don't quench His Spirit. Again, Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him, John 14:23. God can use you if you love Him. Now, Christian, if your love is real, then you learn the delight of abiding in Him when circumstances seem so hard and bad and against you. You just look to Him for your joy, and He gives you a joy. Doesn't change the circumstances, doesn't change the bad against you, but it does bring peace and comfort to your inner man as you relish in the joy of the Lord. God has proven over and over to me throughout the ministry that it is so important to have Him first. And what a shame it would be to be saved so as by fire. Not be like Lot, who the Bible says was a righteous man, but vexed his soul every day with the deeds of Sodom. There will not be any delight in that for him at the judgment seat of Christ. Now, Christian, please allow Christ to be the object of your love. May we ever meditate in His Word to discover what pleases Him most. May we make it our desire above all to be holy and acceptable unto Him. That's when our love is in action toward God. Our text said in 1 John 4, verse 16, he said, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us." Have you really known that love? And do you believe it? "He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." And if we really believe that, then we want to be his disciples, as seen in Luke 14:26. Because we love him, and we know obeying him will in the long run be best for us. It'll be best for my family. It'll be beneficial for all involved to love God. Oh, there is suffering in this life. Tremendous suffering. But don't forget Romans chapter 8 and verse 18. Where he says that the sufferings of this present time, oh, I know they can be great. I know they can be really out, but the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory, great glory of God that shall be revealed in us. Look, you live for Jesus in this world, you're going to have feelings of rejection and abandonment. And again, they're very real. But they're washed away through the love of God's presence. And then you can have joy knowing great is your reward in heaven. And the greatness of whatever we suffer here will seem minute in comparison to the greatness of the joy in the presence of the Lord. I hope that he's your joy. I hope that he is your desire. You know, judgment begins at the house of God. That is a certainty. Rejecting that love leaves your destiny as hell. Don't reject his love. Don't reject his love. His love has already acted for you. Now it's time for your love to act for him. Let's continue now. Let's go on to verses 17 and 18. "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment." Now, if you're saved, you're going to appear at the judgment seat of Christ. You can have boldness, that is, assurance, confidence, knowing that you lived, did God's will, God's way, you lived according to his word. You know there's reward. You know that there's not a need to be ashamed at his appearing. It says, "So that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world."
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my